Okay. William Foxpitt, always a pleasure to see you. We were just talking about the fact that it's your 25th year doing badminton.
25th year is a scary thought. 1989, it was my first year, Hugh Thomas's first year. And I suppose, yeah, Hugh's not doing it this year, and I still am. So that is quite a frightening thought. But it's very exciting to be back. It's always exciting to be at badminton, and there's a real challenge. And it's just the badminton buzz is something that is so infectious.
We've got so much to talk about with the Rolex Grand Slam that's now you're in contention for, and also which horses you've decided to run. How many did you have your choice of, first of all?
I had a choice of four initially, which is a great position to be in. Bay My Hero ran in Kentucky last week, where he won, so that was fantastic. So he came off the list, and then it was between Chilly Morning, Cool Mountain and Park Lane Hawk. And I decided to leave Chilly Morning behind, and he can pursue a different preparation, perhaps for the World Championships in August. So Cool Mountain's here. He's my first ride. He's been here before. He's a fantastic horse and been very consistent. And I'm very much looking forward to having a crack at the course on him. And then Park Lane Hawk's my second ride. He was fifth here last year. He's won Burley. He's a superb horse and on good form. He should hopefully be in the mix.
The pressure must be on, despite, you know, how many number of times you've done it. But now that you're back holding that baton, if you like, of the Rolex Grand Slam, what goes through your head when you're trying to make a decision which horse to bring?
the pressure's always on, and I guess us eventers, we thrive on that, bizarrely. And it's sometimes a very tricky decision on which horses to bring, and there are lots of different factors, and the horses have different owners, and it can be very tricky. But my owners are very supportive. They understand that I will generally do the best for the horses and run them at the most suitable events. Chris and Lisa Stone, who own Chilly Morning, were very understanding when we decided that we might just save Chilly. He had a big year last year with the European Championships, and this year, if he's aiming for the World Championships, it'd be good for him to have a little bit of a break. But he's one of my leading horses. If I had a good chance of winning badminton, he of course should be here, but maybe he'll be back next year, and if he's still on good form. So I hope that Cool Mountain will give me a first good ride round. He's going to be very early in the draw, which isn't great. You don't win from there historically, but you never know. And with Park Lane Hawk to come later, he goes well in the mud. He's a great galloping machine, and if conditions do turn up tough, he's the man to cope.
Best of luck.
Thanks very much.